And we talk about Yaakov Avinu, the context of Elokei Yaakov. He's the Bechir HaAvos. He's the culmination. He's the one whose image is Chakuk Al Kisei HaKavod. The person who's reached a level of perfection to the point where it's his image that is engraved on Hashem's holy throne. Yaakov Ishtam. Yaakov, who's the blend, the perfect blend, the chesed and gevura, that comes out with this tiferes, this splendor, this beauty, which expresses itself in emes, which is the emes to Yaakov. Yaakov, who is constantly challenged, whether it's with Esav, whether it's with Lavan, whatever it might be, constantly challenged to stay true to himself, to stay true to Hashem, to hold on to this middah of emes against all odds. Elokei Yaakov, Hashem who associates with Yaakov Avinu, with this pathway of truth, of temimus, of the ability to constantly renew and constantly be absolutely faithful to this truth. So the Shem Yishmol explains, there's a sense of constant hischadshus. He, in fact, he says that Rivka Yehevah says Yaakov, that every time that Rivka would hear Yaakov's voice, she'd love him more. Because Yaakov grows but doesn't change. He stays true to himself. The Tanya takes it a little bit further and says that mid of Yaakov Avinu, after we've had the chesed and the gevurah, we now have rachamim. So that when we say Elokei Yaakov, we're actually begging Hashem for rachamim. That Hashem should have mercy on us. And the bechina of Yaakov Avinu that we have within us. That Hashem's mercy is expressed through Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Chevel Nachalasai, holding on tight to that. So there's a lot here when it comes to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the Jew that goes into Galus, the Jew that goes into an environment that is so foreign, an environment that is dark, an environment that is threatening. And he still remains true to himself and is able to invoke Hashem's mercy as he goes through these challenges. So let that sink in. As we say, Elokei Yaakov, Hashem who is with us during the challenging times. Hashem who wants us to develop our emunah. Hashem who has emunah in us, this emunas chavaleilos. When we hold strong to that, Hashem has mercy. He deals with us with rachmim. That's Brachmin Rabin. It's Yaakov Avinu, who is literally able to bring it all together. The lessons of the two previous generations, the left and the right and the left, the chesed and the gevurah, bring it into the center. Ultimately, we Jews are called Bnei Yisrael. We follow in Yaakov Avinu's footsteps. And as we say, Elokei Yaakov, we invoke all of that.